Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Are You Fit? This is a show all about promoting health and instilling togetherness. This afternoon, our show today is about men's health, and it's about foods to cleanse the prostate and kidneys, also with helping with sexual issues. I brought on a colleague and friend, Dr. Manzoor Malik, to help share some of his knowledge with all of you. So welcome, Dr. Manzoor.
Okay, thank you very much for taking me on this program.
Most welcome. Yeah, I'm glad to have you on because we got a lot of good stuff to share with everyone. I wanted to start off by asking you if you could share with our listeners a little bit about yourself and how you kind of got into caring about wellness and nutrition.
Yes. By profession, I have been a lawyer throughout, but my father was a great doctor and he was a great herbalist. And I actually learned things from him in a traditional way at the age of 10. But it was all knowledge, experiences remain within me. I never used it. But recently, about 3 years or 4 years ago, I suddenly developed a pain in my right foot. I didn't know. I go to many doctors. They say, some say it's a gout, some say it's not gout, some say this, all prescribing me this drug and that drug, and I just got fed up. I cannot walk, I cannot do anything. So I start going back to my father's memories, that what he used to tell people, what you do, even those days that people do have pain. And I see that I use those things, like it was very simple, drinking the lot of lemon with warm water and some kind of this ginger, and I will when I drink it, I will feel very relieved. I also used this cinnamon, and just cinnamon. My father used to tell that this is very, very good pain reliever. So you just take this. So I start taking these things, and another addition which I did, that we used to have some cherry trees. And he used to say these cherries are very good for any pains or any kind of salts in the body and all that time and like this. So I remembered that, then I started eating cherries. And can you believe it, after seeing doctors, spending a lot of money, I treated myself and I am left with no gout, no pain in my, you see, the foot. And I treated myself by using the lemon, the ginger, and sometime I use the vinegar as well in it, and the cherry. Then I develop my interest, and I keep studying old types of books and old types of tradition, and remembering my, you see, from childhood memories, what my father used to tell people for this thing and that thing. During this course, I discovered that one of my friend, he was very young, and he got married, and then he said that, okay, he has some kind of problems. He was very ashamed, but he didn't tell me. But maybe I'll go to that issue later, but before I talk about the kidneys and these type of things, and the prostate, I have a lovely, lovely friend, you see, from UK, and I just learned that he's gone to doctors, and he developed this type of prostate. So maybe the chances are very limited whether this operation will succeed or not succeed. I don't know. I was sitting with his wife, and she cried, and I said, come on. You see, the God knows that what life is. He has given us life, and he can take our life, but not the doctors can. So just right, okay? We do respect doctors. They do have a knowledge, but don't be feel like that. Come on, I will show you something and you start. I just go simply, bought some these radish, small radish, you see these ones, which use the as a salad. I said, no, these radish, at least 10 of them, you make a juice and you some lemon into it, and then use some celery in it. Celery, lemon, and this radish. Make a juice. And he should drink a glass every day, if he can drink 2 glasses, but before the late afternoon. Otherwise, in the night time, he will be going to the bathroom all the time. So he started doing this. After 2 months, his operation was due, and when he gone there, and his wife was calling me, please keep praying, and she was praying in a church, I was praying from my home, and the doctor said, no, he doesn't need any operation. This something happened, that is perfectly okay. After that, I used my sister to develop a kind of hepatitis C or something, and the doctor said this. She got very much worried. She called me from another country. I said, look, my sister, you start drinking this juice every single day, morning and afternoon. She did. You believe me? She had an appointment after 2 months. When she went back, they say, you are absolutely clean. There are no traces left to you. So this encouraged me, and then I advised a few other people. But during this time, what happened, that it is for cleaning the kidneys and prostate, right? This is the best way, right? And I will say my experience, that if any person has the kidneys, you see any stones, so he should be drinking tea of the coriander. Coriander is very, very good, and just drink 2-3 cups of tea of coriander, and it will clean your kidneys. And what will he will feel within days, right, that he has left with no stones if he goes and gets it checked up. Because this coriander has a lot of, or you can call it parsley as well, parsley or coriander, both are the same, actually same family. So I tried it even whenever I feel a little bit, so I just drink it and my urination becomes so good that I feel very, very good about it. So I use it, and I advise people. Recently, my brother, who is a doctor himself, he called me and he said that, look, I developed prostate and I'm going to be for operation maybe. I said, please hold on. Don't go for operation. I'm a lawyer, but I'm going to treat my doctor brother. So I suggested him same thing. You right. Believe me that he called me after a week. He's feeling better. After 2 weeks, 3 weeks, he said that, okay, again, he's getting checked. So 50% is better, 80% is better. No, he's completely okay. He doesn't need, any operation. So he was surprised, and then he started believing on these type of things that took. You see, the old saying says, what we eat, what we are, right? And these are used, this modern medicine, we respect. There's a lot of search, a lot of research, scientific evidence, all that, we respect that. But there are the people, we have 7,000 years history of human mankind, Persian civilization, Viking civilization, the Egyptian civilization. So what they were doing, they were using this type of herbs. And you see the Indian old books or the Greek old books, all these herbal medicines and vegetable and fruits are mentioned there. But we ignore them and we go for easy fix, right? Okay, take a pill and that's it. And we forget about that, what would be the after effects. So if we do, but overdoing, again, very dangerous. We should be moderate in whatever we choose. And we see what my philosophy is and what my understanding is. I have respect for every human person, whether they are believers or non-believers, what faith they have, they are Christian, Jews, Muslims, Hindus, whatever. This is their private matter. This is between them and their creator. So whatever they believe, it doesn't matter. They are human beings. We are one family. And what it is that what we should be, that whoever our creator is, right, divine creator, that he created us and he provided us everything. You see the colors of the vegetables, colors of the fruits, different colors and different, you see the variety and tastes and how some fruit, you see like oranges, they are covered, thickly covered. The banana, it is very, very, you see, the skin is very thick. Other fruits are very like kiwi, very tiny skin it has. Some fruit has nothing like apple, they have very small. So whosoever is there, you see, the wise creator, he has provided us everything, and he asked us, even you read the Torah, you read the Bible, Injil, whatever, Quran, other books, you see, the they all telling you that you think about things, about your creation, about yourself, about your environment, about your like this. So we are, you see, the social animals. We are humans. So whatever we've been eating throughout our experiences in our lives, our great-grandfather, our generations, you see, the 1,000 years ago, 2,000 years ago, what they have, they didn't have these type of, you see, the antibiotics, and they didn't have these type of the Viagra pills and these things. These are just few years ago, so wow, people were doing it. So when you go into the history and you keep thinking and thinking when you get more mature, and I found throughout this, you see, the experience that I, one person that he was young and I said that he was feeling like a shy, and I said, what's your problem? He got married and he looked very pale and very, you see, this sad. Then I took him confidence through my experience. I thought definitely he has some problem. Either he loves someone else and they got him married to this lady, or there's a problem between them. Something I asked him, took him into confidence. He said, no, I have everything is perfect, but I don't know. My sexual system is weak. I don't know what I do. I said, okay. So there is definitely, you are a young man. You are not old. Even the old people, they say the horse and man, this is also a saying, right, that they never go old, and as long as they have right food. Give your horse the right food and the man, so they will stay very young and very stable and very healthy and very strong. I told him these things and some other prophetic things and religious things, and after all, he got convinced, and I said, look, what you start doing is buy some celery, make it a juice, and put 3 figs into it, dried figs, and you drink it, glass in the morning, and glass in the large glass of this juice, late in the afternoon. Then what you do, that you eat some kind of peanuts. Peanuts in United States, you have too many peanuts. And Jimmy Carter, President Jimmy Carter, used to have a lot of fields of our, this is what you heard, I don't know. So those peanuts are very, very powerful. If you use these 3 things, he start doing it, you believe me, within 2-3 days, he said that I become normal. So I was perfectly okay, and how he was really kissing my hands and all that. So after this, I even used people. I suggested them. They all said that this is, when we use this, it's not only clearing our, you see, kind of this uric acid and these things, but we feeling, you see, manly feelings get, you see, the better, and even our performance get better. So they asked me, what is the secret? So I told them the secret is then I discovered the celery and the figs and the peanuts. This is the best form of Viagra. But again, in moderate way, not too much. Excess of everything is bad. So if they use it,
right,
I think they will feel better and they will perform better and they will be happier. You see, as you said, that you eat well and you become happy. Eating well is making your life, you see, happy, because when you feel well, if you don't eat well, you don't feel right. If you got, you see, the rubbish type of food and you expect that you will be feel, no. Okay, in young age, it is a natural process of your biological body is producing lots of, you see, the energy. It's a different. But when you grow old, definitely you got to be very careful, and all doctors and all dietitians and health advisors, they're telling you that after 40, after 50, you just be careful. You eat this, you don't. Okay, you don't eat this. But people, I see them, some people are overeating. They have high blood pressure and they are not giving up salt. They are taking all the red meat because they have no education, no information. The whole your program, I think that you are blessed that you are doing this human service this way, that educate people, inform people. We always ask people, please go and discuss with a doctor. We are not doctors. We are just only advising through our experience. This is food. You eat this food and you avoid this food. you will feel better in such, you see, ailments. Like diabetic, where people are diabetic, lots of people. If they avoid certain things, I think they are, you see, the diabetes become normal, right? They can, you see, the feel better. Like blood pressure, it's not an illness, but it is just, it's not the, your blood is not functioning properly. My father used to tell me that, look, son, the how people, what is the causes of our illness? He said that if your stomach is right, so this is the first thing, that the mother of all diseases, they come from the stomach. If stomach is not right, so keep the stomach always right. I'll keep always drinking lots of, you see, these fluids, so your urination system, your liver is being cleansed. When your liver is function is good, so your blood would be better, and your blood circulation is very important. If we just, you see, the organize this system, our blood system, our drinking system, and our food, I think that our blood pressure can be controlled. And I tried it with many people, but when they start a pill, then never leave the pill. Definitely you have to go,
yes.
You have to live with the pill. But those people who have just discovered that they have a blood pressure, I will request them, please, just you go, give up the salt, give up the sugar, and just eat walnuts and these figs, that's also very good for them, and celery is also good for them, and vinegar is also very good, vinegar and the ginger. To clean your kidneys and you protect your kidneys, this is the best drink, is ginger and vinegar and lemon. If you mix these three of them, you believe me that these people will feel that how their urination system is getting smooth. They don't feel anything, and there no burning, no, you see, the passing of urine is stopping or anything like this. So some people have this problem. So when they use these three things, they have lots. You see, there's a prophetic saying by Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. He said that any person's table where the vinegar is this, it is a lot of blessings in the vinegar. Okay. Now I tell you my own experience. Vinegar in the morning, one, you see, the tablespoon with warm water, with little lemon and ginger and little honey, it could be the best drink to start with. Vinegar, you see, the Michaela, you can use it to clean your face just with the cotton bud. You see that you don't need a makeup. You don't need any going for these, you see, the go and pay to the people a lot of money to get your face clean. No. You will just use it and you see how your skin becomes so soft, so clean like. You can use the vinegar as a toothpaste. Just put it in your toothbrush and just clean your, you don't have to go to the dentist to clean your teeth. The teeth, they all blackness and all that type of thing, stuff will be removed without doing anything. Like you see,
amazing.
I make my shave. Before making shave, I start using vinegar, little with water, and just wash my face. And then I make my shave is so smooth. I feel so good. No, I cannot do shave without vinegar. After vinegar, after my shave, I use the vinegar as my, you see, aftershave. So I stopped buying any aftershaves, and this has saved my, you see, the my money, and I feel very good. My face looks nice, my skin looks better, and also our nails, right? Sometimes people, they develop a kind of fungus in their nails or even in their fingers, and the particularly men in their, you see, the feet, there is a fungus, like they say, the athlete foot or something like that. If they use vinegar, right, in their fingers, you believing that their fingers would be clean. They don't need to use those expensive athlete foot type of sprays and whatever it is, right? So this one vinegar can be like the treatment for so many things. Yes, multi-purpose
right.
type of things, yeah. So I leave it to you if you have to ask anything, because I just talked too much.
You know what, though? That was great, Mansoor. I was like, oh, my gosh, I can't. Like, you were just on a roll. I really honestly couldn't cut in because I didn't want to. You had a lot to say, a lot of good advice. That was great. But, yeah, I'll throw in a few things now, but I'm appreciative that you had so much to share. And, again, that's the thing. You know, a lot of the things you did share, you know, it is coming from your personal experience. Granted,
yeah.
You know, you have a lot of people that are in the medical profession anyways within your family that you took in. But just a reminder again to everyone, just like Mansoor said, that this is just our opinions and our experience based on research of our own and what we've tried. But to always make sure that you consult whatever medical professional that you choose before you pursue anything
yeah.
that you want to do differently, whether you hear it here, wherever, in a magazine, doesn't matter. But my whole thoughts on all of this is that, you know, modern medicine is very important. Obviously, there's a lot to be said that have come out of it, and we're not in the dark ages. But
yeah.
what modern medicine has ignored and left behind is a lot of the knowledge and experience from all the different cultures that have got made us better. And a big part of that has a lot to do with herbal medicine and food choices. And so nutrition is very big and something that's been ignored a lot, especially over here in America, probably in a lot of parts of the world. And I think a lot of it has to do with money, big corporations.
Yes.
There is not money to be made in things that you can get out of your tree or your garden. You know, you can't. Are they going to make billions of dollars off of vinegar? No. But if they sell
no,
you a fancy
yes.
aftershave in a bottle, there's their money. So people got to remember what is it that they're pushing. And so I don't exactly blame regular doctors either. They're taught what they were learning in medical school. But again, it comes back to Creator gave us all that we can ever need to help our bodies. And so, you know, that again, going back to that, I wanted to add to what you were saying, Mansoor, like about the whole prostate, like foods for the prostate. You know, I don't know myself, obviously I'm a woman, but I was looking at my own stuff that I was looking at possible foods that could help alongside what you had mentioned. And some of the stuff that they had mentioned was sesame seeds, bell
yes.
peppers, the salmon, you got tomatoes,
yeah.
avocados. I saw broccoli, green tea, and then they also were talking about pomegranate juice, and then also beans and lentils were big on that whole thing. But again, you talked about, you know, people cutting out like everything in moderation. You know, one of the
yeah.
big things is a lot of red meat and dairy is consumed here in America. I don't know about the rest of the world, but that's a big deal. You know, I'm not saying don't eat meat, don't eat dairy, but maybe reduce it, you know.
You see, my childhood, we used to have, my father has a timetable menu for the whole week. We cannot eat meat regularly 2 days. We have 3 days in a week, meat, but alternate dates. And then the day we have vegetables, day of lentils, and day of meat, like this. This was the system. Now, we
uh-huh.
eat nothing but meat. No vegetables,
right.
no fruits at all, right? And the lots of sweets, what we eat, the sweet, like drinks, all these types. Okay, medicine, modern medicine, we all respect, but it has become, where the problem is, the commercialism. If it is a need for the necessity to save, the protect the human health, that is a great, great, great service. But what has become fashion? Doctors are sitting there, they have connected with the companies, corporates, and anybody goes, so they will write, you see, the five, six tablets and injection like this. I, my own self, when I go to the doctor in hospital, he gave me 11 type of tablets. I thought, I said to the doctor, that look, these 11, if I take every day, do you think that I can survive a week? He said, well, you have this pen, so these all have to be taken. You believe me, I came back. This bag I did not open, right? I did not open. I said, I cannot. So I go, my old childhood advice of my father, bless his soul, and this worked like a miracle. And after that, I suggested to so many of my friends, and they were surprised that they have a gout, and then when you drinking this, and their pain is gone. Are they feeling much,
right,
much better like this? So this is, another thing which may be very will interest so many of our listeners, is that people have lack of sleep. So if those people, they try it just for experience, at the night time, evening time, miss your meal, rather you do yogurt with the guava, one guava yogurt and one kiwi, right? And few pieces of walnut. And you just eat it for a couple of days and you see how your sleeping system gets better and you don't wake up middle of the night 2-3 times. Your sleep will become consistent and your sleep will be, and you will be feeling in the morning much, much better. My one friend, again from UK, he was here in Dubai, and just last week actually, 10 days ago. His age is about 80 years. And he said, I have this problem. I said, my friend, you try this. You believe me that he became fan of me. He's my friend for 30 years. He said that how on earth I never believed in these things. And now I started eating guava and this yogurt and the kiwi and the walnut. Yesterday,
Manzo,
I called him.
You're getting
in
me hungry. I'm getting
so
hungry
he called
now.
Me from UK.
Like, yes.
You see that this minute I was mentioning you to my daughter that this is what Malik said to me that I should be eating. And now my sleep is better and his age is 80 years.
See, that's so amazing. We've got like a little over 2 minutes left before we're going to have to let everybody go. But I just wanted to point out, like you said, you know, so many things we can do and utilize through food. And, you know, just even that recommendation to help with sleep. I know cherry is also going along with it would be good. But, I mean, yeah, that's big too. You know, that's the when we heal the most is when we sleep. So the better we can get good rest, we can let our body do what it needs to. I just wanted to add a couple more foods in regards to sexual health, especially for eating and sexual stamina and libido, because I know that's a big deal for some men. And to add to what you had mentioned, I saw a couple different things. You know, some of the things they had on there was watermelon, oysters, coffee. They had dark chocolate, the garlic. Again, some kale greens, the peppers, the hot peppers they had, and olive oil. And then they also mentioned walnuts. And so a lot of these things here, you know, helped with, I guess, building nitric oxide, which is in a lot of the ED medications already. And a lot of this stuff helped with blood flow or increasing testosterone. So I just wanted to say there's always, for every medication that's out there on the market, where do you people think they get it from? It is a derivative from something found in nature. So, Mansoor, we've got a minute left. What else would you like to leave with our audience before we go?
I will ask them, please try to try these type of, the fruits and vegetables and just see it for yourself, but in moderation, and you keep your diet better. And try to not to get the pills all the time unnecessarily. Don't make it habit. Your food is there to treat you, and you eat well and you will feel well and you will stay healthy.
Thank you, Mansoor. And everyone, thank you so much for listening to our show today. We wish you well and to take care and have a great rest of your week. All right? Big, big hugs. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Makila, thank you very much.
Most welcome. Thank you for coming on, Dr. Malik. Bye-bye.
It's a pleasure. Bye-bye.